Chapter 39. Up and say, why, he stumped his toe. Apostrophe apostrophe would thur be any sense in that? No. And thur ain't no sense in this, neither. Is it catching? Is it catching? Why, how you talk. Is a arrow catching in the dark? If you don't hitch onto one tooth, you're bound to on another, ain't you? And you can't get away with that tooth without fetching the whole arrow along, can you? Well, these kind of mumps is a kind of a arrow, as you may say, and it ain't no slouch of a arrow, neither. You come to get it hitched on good. Well, it's awful, I think, says the hare lip. LL go to Uncle Harvey and, oh, yes, I says, I would. Of course I would. I wouldn't lose no time. Well, why wouldn't you? Just look at it a minute, and maybe you can see. Ain't your uncles obliged to get along home to England as fast as they can? And do you reckon they'd be mean enough to go off, and leave you to go all that journey by yourselves? You know they'll wait for you. So fur, so good. Your Uncle Harvey's a preacher, ain't he? Very well, then. Is a preacher going to deceive a steamboat clerk? Is he going to deceive a ship clerk? So as to get them to let Miss Mary Jane go aboard? Now you know he ain't. What will he do, then? Why, he'll say, it's a great pity, but my church matters has got to get along the best way they can. For my niece has been exposed to the dreadful pluribus unum mumps, and so it's my bounden duty to sit down here and wait the 3 months it takes to show on her, if she's got it. Apostrophe apostrophe but never mind, if you think it's best to tell your Uncle Harvey, shucks, and stay fooling around here, when we could all be having good times in England, whilst we was waiting to find out whether Mary Jane's got it or not. Why, you talk like a muggins. Well, anyway, maybe you'd better tell some of the neighbors. Listen at that, now. You do beat all for natural stupidness. Can't you see that they'd go and tell? There ain't no way, but just to not tell anybody at all. Well, maybe you're right, yes, I judge you are right. But I reckon we ought to tell Uncle Harvey she's gone out a while, anyway, so he won't be uneasy about her. Yes, Miss Mary Jane, she wanted you to do that. She says, tell him to give Uncle Harvey and William my love and a kiss, and say I've run over the river to see Mr. Apostrophe Mr. What is the name of that rich family your Uncle Peter used to think so much of? I mean the one that, why, you must mean the Apthorps, ain't it? Of course. Bother them kind of names, a body can't ever seem to remember them, half the time, somehow. Yes, she said, say as he has run over for, to ask the Apthorps to be sure, and come to the auction, and buy this house, because she allowed her Uncle Peter would ruther they had it than anybody else, and she's going to stick to them till they say they'll come, and then, if she ain't too tired, she's coming home. And if she is, she'll be home in the morning anyway. She said, don't say nothing about the Proctors, but only about the Apthorps, which LL be perfectly true, because she is going there to speak about their buying the house. I know it, because she told me so herself. All right, they said, and cleared out to lay for their uncles, and give them the love and the kisses, and tell them the message. Everything was all right now. The girls wouldn't say nothing, because they wanted to go to England, and the king and the duke would rather Mary Jane was off working for the auction than around in reach of Dr. Robinson. I felt very good. I judged I had done it pretty neat. I reckon Tom Sawyer couldn't a done it no neater himself. Of course he would a throwed more style into it, but I can't do that very handy, not being brung up to it. Well, they held the auction in the public square, along towards the end of the afternoon, and it strung along, and strung along, and the old man he was on hand and looking his level pisonist, up there alongside of the auctioneer, and chipping in a little scripture now and then, or a little goody-goody saying of some kind, and the duke he was around goo-gooing for sympathy all he knowed how, and just spreading himself generally. But by and by the thing dragged through, and everything was sold, everything but a little old trifling lot in the graveyard. So they'd got to work that off. I never see such a girth as the king was for wanting to swallow everything. Well, whilst they was at it, a steamboat landed, and in about 2 minutes up comes a crowd a whooping and yelling and laughing and carrying on, and singing out. Here's your opposition line. Here's your two sets o' heirs to old Peter Wilkes, and you pays your money and you takes your choice. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.